Hey y'all, before we get going, Burnsville, North Carolina, October 29th, there's going to be a concealed carry class. And for all of you ladies that have reached out to us saying, hey, you feel uncomfortable about doing that, well, guess what? All of us are going to be there too. So we'll leave a link down below where you can sign up for that. Big Ivy Guns, looking forward to it. Can't wait to see a lot of you there. All right, let's get to it. All right, you're probably noticing that we have a high frequencies of videos we're putting out right now. And it's not for any other reason than the fact that we have so many lined up in the queue, experiments, things we're doing, things we want to communicate, that it just makes a lot of sense right now to just put them out every single day, because we're kind of getting backlogged with the things that we normally produce every week. And that's things like the Chicken Tractor on steroids down the way and otherwise. So we'll be doing them every single day until we kind of get caught up on some of the things we were trying to do. All right, before we get to it, y'all, remember, October 15th and 16th, the Farm Where You Live conference is going to be down in South Carolina. We're going to be there. A number of others are going to be there. It's going to be a great time. And as always, when the great Joel Salatin's in the house, you're going to be learning a whole lot. So you want to make sure you get there. Then the following week at Tow River Campground, another little gathering. It's going to be right there in Burnsville, North Carolina. Ben and Denise over at Renewed Homestead are putting that one on. And we'll be there as well. Justin's going to be there with his mill at both places. It's going to be a good time. Time to get into it with the latest one. Okay, the last Chicken Tractor on steroids. You saw us take two vials and combine them. That's what this represents, okay? Pretty good looking compost. It's mostly, if you remember, we basically, one last time, we put it together. But today we got a little experiment that William came up with. And it's going to consist of our regular layer tractor over here. We haven't let him out. It's a little long in the tooth today. Well, longer than it should be before we let him out. But that's for a reason. Because as everybody knows that's ever kept chickens, when it gets colder, have a little sunlight in the sky, or whatever the case may be, your chickens stop laying as much as they were. They're less prolific. So we got an experiment. We know that out in this environment, they only get so much, but we're going to try a little experiment consisting of, we know that there's a little bit of protein left in this pile, okay? I can tell you that because I can feel a little bit of heat in there. So that's telling me there's some biota or microorganisms in there. So we're wondering if we let these guys out here today, let them mess with this pile, we're going to see what happens. Now, the hypothesis being that they come out here, maybe there's more protein, maybe they want to lay more. Who knows? We don't know. But remember, there's always a fair amount of R&D in everything we do out here, so we're going to find that out. So it's really this simple. We're going to take this tarp off, and because the edge of the net is going to be somewhere, they have been getting out from time to time. We got to clip their wings again. Right here is the demarcation point where it begins the orchard, okay? And it basically travels up and down this driveway. Now, they have been getting out. That's a problem, because they get over here, tear out what little's left of the cardboard, and they scatter everything everywhere. I mean, chickens can be an absolute, they can be your best friend, and they can be your worst nightmare, depending on how they're used, and depending on how everything is done in a system like this. So we're basically going to run their net, like, right up to the edge here. We're going to take this hot wire that has been going to the meat birds down there. We're going to stick, okay, somehow they got out. Oh, my bad. Looks like the cage basically opened, or not the cage, but the door opened on its own. We timed out. Well, one of the downsides of having an automatic door. But we know how we go about doing this. We're going to kind of lure them over here. We'll get Michelle up here to help. And we'll move the net and basically situate it around here. Yeah, you guys got out a little bit earlier than we thought. It's all good, though. We just call it audible. That's what we do as farmers, right? So first things first, we're going to go ahead, get this tarp moved out of here, get the net pulled over, and we're gonna see how this goes. So I've been told that basically we're getting very few eggs right now. We're gonna see if that changes. Basically, well, I stand corrected. Apparently William says one egg a day. So we'll see if that changes. All right, first things first. You might be able to see it. There's a little bit of heat coming off of this, and that tells me it's still breaking down a little bit. Problem is, the fence is going to be right here. And the last thing I want them doing is using this as a launch platform. So we're just going to... You're probably going to see some steam coming up out of here. My goodness, look at that compost. Doesn't that look fantastic? So all I'm really going to do is that method we talked about before, making a volcano out of the middle of it. And you're going to see it better here than any other place. So basically go all the way around. And this is a way of cooling off the compost that we've come up with without tearing it all back down. So guess who just showed up, y'all? My friend from down the road. Look at him. Yeah, Justin from Metcalf Mills. We live on Chestnut Mountain. But don't let that hug make you start thinking it's Brokeback Mountain. Ain't that right, Justin?
That's right. Don't even think about it.
Y'all want to see his mill this weekend? He's going to be at the same place and the same one next weekend. But Justin just showed up just in time to observe what we got going. So, Justin, what I explained to the audience is, we had a pile that was mostly finished. I mean, as you can see, that's compost.
Yeah.
Look at these birds right now.
Yeah.
They're doing just like I always say, they work the perimeter and they're getting all that life out of there. So these birds haven't been laying for a couple of days, and we're hoping and wondering, and I think it's a good experiment. William's wondering if the high quality protein or biota or microorganisms in this pile are gonna make these guys start laying. And as you can see, they ain't been fed nothing yet. And they're already going hot at it. Take a look at it, son. You can see them work the periphery. And as this thing cools off during the day.
That reminds me of what you said about where water and land meet. That's where things happen. Well, they're after that spot where the earth and the compost meet. Is that right?
That's what I'm talking about. This is
Edge
why.
Effect.
I just learned that from Billy.
No. But what's cool is that this is why you always want outside eyes to anything you do. Because it's one little thing that I'm sitting here like my mind's blown, because I would have never thought about that had he not said about it. Yeah, they work. That's where all
the
action is.
That's the beauty of sharing.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the beauty of it. And how cool is that, y'all? I mean, look at this one. He's over here kicking out that Australorp over there. Or he's Australorp cross. And Justin, hope you're getting happy, bro, because your rooster, I guess you ain't come up with a name for him. It's either that one or that one over there.
Man, are they pretty or what?
I know. That's the cool thing, these Bilfelders. Justin's going to take some, and this is another beautiful thing, y'all, where he can take, we got too many roosters in here. They're getting along great, though. The temperament of these guys is real good. You're still wanting to take one of these and mix up some of your genetics down there?
I think so, yeah. I mean, these things, I'm excited to try that blood.
Exactly. So we got some new blood all the way around. And speaking of blood, we got a couple of pigs up here of his that we're going to wind up processing along with the modern yeoman. We're going to have to work out a date on that. So that's another thing, another collaboration, another awesome thing. Well, y'all, with that said, here's what we're going to do at this point. These guys are basically doing what they do. We're going to see if this little experiment pans out. Man, that no neck always freaks me out. That one right there. Boy, I tell you, if you're going to teach somebody how to butcher a bird, that's the one you want to do it on, huh? You say, okay, you cut right here.
That gives a whole new meaning to wring its neck.
He's 90% there, man.
Yeah.
So this weekend, with this event coming up, what can they expect from you? What are you going to be doing out there?
We're going to be grinding some grain, Lord willing. We're going to be spinning the millstones and turning grain into a product that's going to hopefully taste good. And
last one he was at here in Mars Hill, all these older ladies were sitting there walking around. There was a German lady. She was walking around, had her hands clasped like this, like saying, well, why didn't he make some bread out of all this?
Yeah, so, she said, why didn't you cook it?
You're getting the mouths watered, and you're stopping right there, Justin. So
it's hard standing there all day smelling that fresh ground corn, because coming out of a meal, that corn smell, it's just...
It is something
else. It helps being outside because the wind keeps it away, but you can still get a whiff every once in a while. Ooh. Makes you hungry.
Yep. So you're going to see both of us there. You're going to see a bunch of other folks there. And you want to be there. So we'll come back and hit this, I guess, tomorrow, maybe over a couple of days, and see how this thing unfolds.
All
Well, you don't see this every day. There's Milk Boy over here tripping. And if you can look up there behind me, it ain't every day we get a hot air balloon just flying over while we're about to do some stuff. He keeps firing that thing up and Milk Boy's tripping. Anyway, he came over the mountains. We'll see what happens. This is not a good place to land a hot air balloon. I can pretty much tell you that. He was coming this way, and then all of a sudden, it just started going that way. But a lot of weird things happen here in these mountains. So how cool is that? Well, this has gotten a little bit weird because he's coming down in the trees on that side of the mountain over there. And I can guarantee you that ain't where they're wanting to land. So this just became real interesting. He's landed up in those trees. Wow.
And power lines.
No, there's power lines this side of it.
Yeah.
But it doesn't look like he's anywhere near those. It looks a little closer than it ought to be. But in that far distance over there, there ain't no way on earth.
Yeah, there's nothing even cleared over there.
All right, well, my intrepid guard puppy's doing exactly what he's supposed to. Yeah, so it looks like the balloon, I don't know what happened. It got over there up in the trees and then was able to get his way back out. But really, that wasn't what this video was supposed to be about. But hey, I mean, something like that doesn't happen every day. Certainly not here in the mountain. Yeah, it was like he touched down on the trees and then decided to, hey, I'm going right back up again. Which seems kind of crazy because you get a lot of weird wind currents up in here. So it is what it is. So we'll just see if this continues, and then we'll go back and try it the other way as far as giving them exclusively store-bought food and having them out on the pasture. But so far, this seems pretty promising. Like I said, it'll have to be replicated, but that's exactly what we do. So chickens, bon appetit. Well, I was going to say enjoy. I don't know where this, I guess.
Just over the trees.
Wow. Yeah. So in just a little bit of time, I guess he went back down again over there. And hopefully this clown doesn't get caught up in these trees too bad. So we'll see what happens. All right, y'all. So there you have it in a nutshell. Pretty good experiment so far. So we're batting, like 50%. That one with the cooking with the compost didn't work so well. Gave us an opportunity to redirect and figure out how we want to do it next time. But this one here, man, these are really, really cool experiments when you can find out how they do with and without a compost pile. So they scratched this thing out, and we're going to let them do it again today. Maybe we'll give them another day on that, and we'll just, you know, see how it all pans out in the end. All right, y'all, you need anything from us, remember, we got that festival coming up this weekend, the Farm Where You Live Festival, 15th and 16th down in South Carolina. You can see it all at freesteading.com. Need anything from us, bone saws, comfrey, you know all the deal. You can go to the website or just check the description box down below. Till next time, this is Billy from Permapastures Farm, where permaculture is my passion.